this time to 1 Samuel 15 and 22 because we're not through with this yet and we still on our subject. But we're just going to read this one scripture. You know, 1 Samuel, we're talking about Isaiah 1 and 19. But you know, 1 Samuel 15 and 22 tell us that obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. I'd rather have your obedience than have your fattest calf.
That's right, man.
I'd rather have obedience than have your Jaguar.
Amen. That's
your Cadillac or Satan Ben and Broncos or whatever you may call them. I'd rather have your obedience because I don't need no car to ride in anyway.
Hallelujah.
See, Mercedes is mine and Jaguars, Cadillac.
Yes, that's right.
Even
that's
where Paul worked, all them Cadillac belongs to God. He can't bring all them Cadillacs over here and give to God.
Amen.
For to look over his sin. Because all them belongs to God.
Amen.
So I don't want nothing but obedience. That's all you can give God, obedience.
Amen.
Give me that and be blessed.
So
or don't and be cursed. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Isaiah 19. Y'all will go home and read the whole chapter. That chapter. Boy, if you ain't right, you ought to try to get right. See, church ain't nothing to play with.
No, sir.
And so much of playing church now.
Amen,
until Jesus sick of it.
Amen.
He's sick of it. He's sick of it. And that's what they talk about.
Right,
I'm just reading this one verse. Isaiah 1 and 19 said, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If you be willing to obey God's word, you got to be willing. For instance, let me just break that down, just throw it in right quick. If you're not willing to even pay tithes, see, if you're not willing to do it, and complaining and grumbling about it, you won't get the blessing that God offer you. Because you're not willing. Got to be willing. God don't, he doesn't need nothing. We need some. See, he wants to bless us. And when you hold back on God, you miss your blessing. God's still going to be God if you never get nothing. God's still going to be God if you never come to church. Folks got to understand that. You got to be willing to come to church.
Hallelujah.
Got to be willing to work for God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you'll miss your blessing.
Yeah.
Our thought is the key to a more blessed life.
Right.
That's our thought. It's still on the same thought. The key to a more blessed life. A more blessed life. Not keys, but the key. And that key is obedience.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to obey.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to bring God nothing.
Yes, sir.
Everybody say nothing.
Nothing.
In the place of obedience.
Yes,
I mean zip.
All right.
Nothing. You might as well go and accept it because it's there.
Amen.
I don't want your nothing.
Uh-huh.
I want your obedience. God Almighty, I want your obedience. And we always go to Philippians and read, my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We love to ling on that scripture. But before you can get in the supply house, you got to have a key. See, everything you need and he's able to supply. Everything you need is in the supply house of God. But it takes a key to get in there. And all keys don't fit. And sometimes we try to replace the key and use other keys. and find out it doesn't work. Only one key can get in that supply house, and that's obedience. That's obedience. I don't care how long you pray. If you get up and not obey, that still doesn't open the supply house. Hallelujah, Walker. I don't care how long you sing and how loud you sing. When you get through singing, that still don't open the door. I don't care how long I preach. If I'm not willing to obey, it still don't open the supply house. I don't care how many times you can sleep in church. After you leave, if you not going to obey, the supply house still locked up. And when it's so simple, just obey God's word. Have my time here. Hallelujah. Y'all put some spray pins in there. Where did it make up? Hallelujah. You got to be willing to obey. Go get mama key all you want. Mama key doesn't fit it. Got to be your key. That's the only thing, open supply house. Everything you need, that's what's wrong right now. We know what we need, but we don't want to do what God said do. That's where we got to stand the consequences. I don't care what a preacher tell you. I don't care what a pastor tell you. I don't care what a Christian tell you. Obedience got to be first. Praise it go up. We holler now. Thank God crazy. Go home and read Isaiah. He said, I don't want your praise. I don't want you to even hold your hands up if you ain't obeying me. It's in there. I'm tired of your long prayers. It's in there. Praise it go up and blessings come down. It got to be some obedience. They go up. Then some blessings come down. Everybody commonly blessed, but I'm talking about special blessings. The sinner man get common blessing, but I'm dealing with special blessings. Because all of us need special blessings. Hallelujah. So we got to be obedient. Listen at this. Where did disobedience really originate from? I said obedience. I said disobedience. Where did it really originate from? Where did disobedience come from? Who started disobedience? How man got a hope to disobedience? It had to start somewhere. Because God made man to obey him. Where this disobedience started from? Really, what done took over the world is disobedience. Disobedience was originated from an angel named Lucifer. It started in heaven from an angel by the name Lucifer, who was real pretty, with all different color. And he looked at himself and saw how pretty he was. He wanted to take over the throne of God. And what he done, he wanted his own will, but he went against God's will. That's what disobedience. So disobedience started in heaven. And that fella by the name Lucifer now, name changed from Lucifer to Satan. and from Satan to the devil. And all kind of names. He got about 75 different type of names. He disobeyed his master. He disobeyed the one who made the universe. He disobeyed the one who created him. God didn't really create no devil, but this angel made himself a devil. See, anytime you disobey God, just like Brother Matthew said, you're going D-O-W-N down. You can't go up. Hallelujah. That's the very reason the devil right now is down on his earth, giving us hell. Because God took him out his position in heaven. So now, what really happened here? The devil, hold on, wake up. The devil, listen now, the devil introduced disobedience to man. We didn't know nothing about no disobedience. All we know what God told us to do. That means you obey, and Adam was obeying. But the devil, the one, introduced it to man. And when he introduced it to man, the whole world in a mess because of one disobedient. Right now, somebody mad with somebody because of what happened at God. I said, right now. That one sin done travel 6,000 years and landed in Alabama. That one sin done lasted over 6,000 years and landed in Bessemer. That one sin also done landed in New Bethlehem and all the rest of the hams. That one sin. That one disobedience came from the Garden of Eden. Adam didn't know about no disobedience. But God gave man a woman. I ain't gonna stay on that long, women. I ain't gonna stay on it long. We've got to touch it though, you know. But he gave man a woman. Oh, that much. The devil know how to get to men. See, a woman is a man glory. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible said. Somebody ain't reading the Bible. Well, keep on saying amen then. Well, you say amen or not, it's still true. See, but Adam really didn't know he had a woman in him. No, he didn't know he had a woman in him. Adam didn't ask for no wife. Was busy for the Lord. Said, dress the garden, working. He was busy working. But God said it wasn't good for him to be alone. And God said, this is a woman now. She flesh of your flesh and bones of your bones. This is your wife. So Satan knew he didn't get the man, but he had to tempt the woman because the woman is the man's glory. I said the woman is the man's glory. That's what the Bible said. The woman hair is her glory. And this is what the devil does. He always go to the man weakest thing. And that's when he get to the woman. And the woman is to get to the man. Because if anything to bring him down, it's a woman. Oh, hallelujah. I knew I ain't going to get no amen for them women, but y'all men better say so. I'm Bible. You can't argue with it nowhere in the Bible. I'm just telling the truth, that's all. We love y'all. One lady told me, you must be an anti-woman. No, I'm not got one. I've just got to tell the truth. Ain't nothing wrong with the truth. Don't get mad with the truth. She is his glory. And if anything can get to a man, it's a woman. Y'all know it. If he didn't, why did he then offer it to the man first? And I'm telling how long Adam was there before he got the woman out. Because he had named everything on the earth before the woman got there. So y'all knowledge came from us. We name y'all. We can understand God. Don't try to understand God. Have one man. Listen. Have one man. Everything came out this one man. Everybody on the earth came out of this one man. And Satan knew he couldn't get to that man. He said, what I'm going to do, I believe that old snog on. I'm talking about what Satan's talking now. Oh, Adam, he ain't gonna obey me. But the glory of that man is that woman. I believe I can introduce disobedience to her. And I know that woman, she gonna offer it to him. He gonna take it. Or else I put him in the doghouse. A lot of y'all women win on that. Ain't that right, lights? So she began to talk to him. Always, the devil always bringing up what God done said. You got to watch the devil. I don't care how it may come to you in a dream. I don't care how it may come to you in your vision. If it don't correspond with God's word, it's the devil talking to you. It's the devil talking to you. Did God really mean what he said? Yes, God means what he said. And you better remember God meant just what he said. Don't tempt the Lord. Tell like sometime right now, our unsaved loved one, we see in the Bible, the only way a man can go to heaven, he got to confess Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that man didn't do that, he gone to hell. I don't care what you put in your mind and what you think. God said what he meant and meant what he said. I don't care how you holler around his casket, come on, I'll meet you in yonder. Uh-uh, buddy, you better not want to go in yonder. If he didn't give his life to Christ, he in hell. God cannot lie. And that's what the devil always make you think, that God don't meant what he said. He got folks right here looking at me right now, messed up. Because you don't believe what God done say. He introduced it. Disobedient to that woman. Notice when she got the fruit off the tree. See, the devil can't make you do nothing. You got a choice. You can obey or disobey. That's your choice. She had to get it herself. And she bit off it. Good, sweet. I bet that was so down. Now, these apples or whatever it was, I don't know what it was. But whatever it was, couldn't nothing match it now. They ain't had to get no foot lie for that. I bet it was so sweet. And she says, ooh, boy, it's so good. But she didn't recognize the devil. And then she saw her husband. Hey, honey, have you, y'all try this right here. What you got it for? Off the tree? What tree? The tree of life? I mean, tree of knowledge, good and evil. What God told her not to do that, but you ought to try it, baby. Amen. You ought to try. If anybody can get to, it's got to be that one. And that's when it happened. Didn't nothing happen? Everything was still the same. Notice when she bit off, didn't nothing happen? Nothing. The snake and the rat were still together. The lion and the lamb were still eating together. But time he bit off it, the whole world changed. The lion started growling at the lamb. The lamb said, man, what wrong? What I done? What I done? I can see that lion. I don't know what, but I'm going to eat you up, buddy. They started running at one another because of disobedience. Because of disobedience. Disobedience will bring shame to your life. And this the war going on right now. Obedience and disobedience. This the war. This what happening right now. Obey God and live or disobey and die. It's up to you. You got the choice to make. So the devil introduced disobedience. All right. I want the devil to know this right now. Disobedience belongs to God. I mean, obedience belongs to God. Amen. God owns everything. Obedience belongs to God. God ain't fighting over ownership. When I see a war going on between obedience and disobedience, God owns everything. But the mercy of God and the grace of God. God really for the kid, Adam and Eve, isn't that God? But what took place? The grace of God, the mercy of God, the love of God gave him another chance. He gave him a chance now that you can choose obedient or disobedient. It's up to you. You got your mic, brother. Get that mic. Y'all get your Bible. Watch this. Look at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 30. Start from Genesis. And then when you get down to five books, that's Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 30. I want you to look at 14 through the 20th verse. Now watch this. It's up to you. There's a war going on. This is what this spiritual war is all about. Obedience and disobedience. This the whole war. Obey or don't obey. But if you obey, you'll live. If you don't obey, you're going to die. Oh, that must be. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, 14 through 20. Read, brother.
But. The word is very nigh unto thee.
Yeah.
In thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it.
Yeah.
See, I have set before thee this day life and good.
Y'all see it? Life and good.
And death and evil.
Isn't that now?
In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways,
God
and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments.
Keep his what? Commandment. Obey. That's all. Obey. Read on.
That thou mayest live and multiply.
God Almighty. What you do, you'll live in what?
Multiply.
That multiply can be every kind of way. Spiritual, materialist, anything. You multiply when you're obeying.
Free.
Read on.
And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it.
Y'all see that? Wherever you go, I don't care if you go to Africa, you'll be blessed.
That's right.
When you obey God.
Teacher.
Wherever you go, you'll be blessed. Just obey God. You know, sometimes folks go to a church, I'm going to church where I can get blessed. Okay, why you go? Just obey God.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to obey God.
Yeah.
And obedience is the one to get your blessing from.
Right.
You got to obey. We don't want to obey God.
Yeah.
We won't do what we want to do until we get in trouble.
Yeah.
Then we started praying. Anybody pray when they're in trouble?
Yeah.
Oh, read on, brother.
But if thy heart turn away,
listen at this,
so that thou wilt not hear,
God Almighty,
but shall be drawn away and worship other gods,
listen,
and serve them,
God Almighty,
I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish,
Lord have mercy,
and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it.
God Almighty,
I call heaven and earth.
Listen at this.
To record this day against you.
Lord, listen. Hey, look at great big old God. I'm going to call heaven and earth to be a witness against you.
Amen.
Just a witness. Y'all had to go to coach, you know, be witness sometimes.
Amen.
They're going to be a witness against us. They got to talk. Everything can talk when God get in it. All God saying, heaven and earth, now, y'all know I told them. I give them a chance here. It's up to you. You got a choice to make. To obey God or disobey God.
Right.
Obey God and have life. Don't obey God and die. It's up to you. The devil can't make you don't obey God. It's up to you not to obey God. Because the devil know if you obey God, you're going to be blessed. The devil know what happened to him when he stopped obeying God. Look what happened. God threw him out of heaven.
Amen.
And he's on his way to the lake of fire right now. And that's what he's trying to get y'all and me not to obey, because we know if I don't obey, the same thing will happen to me. So just the war going on right now. Obey God or disobey. Get blessed or be cursed. But what I love about God, if God bless you, can't nobody cuss it. Whether they like you or not, they can't do nothing about it. I love the way Jesus fixed that thing. The summer, he said, I prepare a table before you.
Yeah.
In the present.
Hallelujah.
Y'all didn't got that.
Uh-huh.
I prepare a table before you in the presence of folks who can't stand you.
Woo.
And can't do nothing about it. When they want to see you fail, you just stay right there. They can't touch you.
Yeah.
I prepare a table before you in the presence of your own enemy. They can't do it, just wish something happened to you. Notice here. See, you got enemies. If you love the Lord, you got enemies. He didn't say, I prepare a table before you. He said, I prepare to if you got enemies. You got enemies. Every child of God has enemies. But the thing about it, they're not in Africa. Africa, they're in your prison. They're not in California. They're right on the other side of the table. But what the key is, Reverend, the key is what God prepared for me, my job is to eat it. Because the one on the other side ain't going to eat it. What he doing, he meddling with me. He kind of get me to act a fool like he acting a fool. But if I keep on eating, I can stand for God. He wants you to stop eating. If you ever stop eating, you don't got to be like him. Now let me say a breakdown a little bit. On your jaw. Cause your superpower cuss you out. You ain't got to cuss her out. Or him out. You just keep on feeding on the word. Cause he, see, the devil wants you to act like him. If you act like him, you ain't gonna bet him. You ain't gonna win on the devil take. You got to be on the Lord take. Just keep on eating what God gave you. That's what he wants you to do, to stop. And when you stop, he jump on you. And then the first thing, see, you ain't nothing yourself. Have anybody ever tackled you like that? Have anybody ever tackled you a sinner and mess with you and you start cussing them back? Yeah, you cussing me. I thought you was a Christian. You ain't hitting on nothing yourself. That's what he wants you to do, act like that. But you got to keep eating what God put on the table. Oh, boy. They can't touch you. God guarding them. They want to kill you, but they can't touch you. They want to shoot you, but the bullet won't even come out. They can't do but do one thing. Get in the barber shop and in your beauty shop and on the corner and just scandalize your name. But every time you hear something, you ought to skip and say, hallelujah. That's what you ought to do. Don't be going home crying. God fights your battle. The devil wants you to act like he act. He wants you to disobey God. You got a choice. I want the devil to know, because somebody don't know this. Even the devil got to obey God. I say, even the devil got to obey. The devil can't do what he wants to do. If the devil can do what he wants to do, I don't believe none of us have been up this morning. He takes order from God. He got a limit to go. Oh, boy. I didn't look at the devil. I don't know. You know, when you're in a deep, I know these preachers do it sometimes. You get a deep thinking. Wonder why God had this thing to be like this. You know, you be just, I don't know, you can't, you know, God got to open up to you and you just curious about it. You just wonder, how come he won't kill the devil the first time? Get rid of him and go and put him in the hell where he's supposed to go. You wonder why God allowed him to be loose like this. I thought about it, I said, no. I said, he just, let me put it like, y'all don't mind if I put it kind of like a woman a little bit. God just, you know, just playing with him like a cat play with a rat. See, them young folk don't know about these cats and rats. See, now, folk had cats years ago because they had rats. Amen. Amen. And if a cat hanging around the house, rats gonna scat. All right, see, now, I don't watch them cats. I don't watch the show, boy. When I was a boy, that cat catch that rat. And he catch him and don't kill him right then. See, God ain't destroyed the devil right now. He just playing with him. He ain't worrying about nothing. He ain't worrying about, he got the devil in his hand just like that. Worried about no devil. He just playing with him. Till you get ready to eat him up. And after a while, the cat get tired of playing with him. Chow him up, eat him up. Lord, just playing around with the devil. God Almighty. Right. He can't do no more than God allowed him to do. But for the mercy of God, he gave us another chance to obey him or disobey him. It's up to you. Yes. Yes. Oh, how much. Choose to obey or disobey. The key to more blessings is obedience. Listen to this. If we are obeying Satan, we are in war with God. Think about that now. I said, if you obeying Satan, you in war with God. This is what the battle is all about, obedience and disobedience. You in war with God. And it's bad to be in war with God. You can't win no way being in war with God. You better stay in friendship with God. And we can't obey both of them at the same time. You can't obey God and devil at the same time. You love one or hate the other one. I'm trying to stick with this. Don't forget about it. He won't accept nothing we got before obedience. You can't bribe God. Can't pay God for you to miss your sin. Read. Get the Bible. And watch this. Look at 2 Corinthians. I need to read this. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18. Visitor, you got to bring your Bibles here. I like for the word speak for itself. Now look what God told us to do. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18. Look what God told us and watch us. We don't believe it. That's the funny thing. We don't want to believe the Bible. Amen. We think God's a liar. God can't lie. Hallelujah. That's something he can't do. He can't lie.
Thank you, Jesus.
2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18. You ought to have it by now. Yes, sir. If you don't, we got Bible study on Saturday at 6 o'clock. Read it for me, brother. Take your time.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Hold right there. That's a command. All right. Be ye not unequally yoked with who? Folks who don't know Jesus. Amen. Didn't they say that? Amen. Well, why do y'all yoke up? It told you don't do it. It just told you. I ain't thinking about what God said. I love this man. It's dealing with marriage here. It told you don't you marry a man that don't know Jesus. Don't marry a woman who don't know Jesus. I don't care how handsome he is. I don't care how foxy she is. You better do what Jesus said. You don't know who that woman's father-in-law is, do you? I mean, their father. See, if you marry him and he a devil, your father-in-law going to give you hell. You're talking about analogs jumping in. They're going to jump in. The devil going to mess with you all your life. Now, he said, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers, and you women will marry an unborn again man in a minute. I mean, you know you're wrong. You know he ain't no count. And if he is, got a more good life. If he ain't saved, he's still a devil. Cut off coffee. He got money. Because she looked foxy. Got a beauty shop down the road. Still lost. And it told you don't do it. Why do you do it? Oh, read on, brother. Watch this.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
Y'all see that? They don't run together. Amen. See, what it mean by that, you going to want to get up and go to church on Sunday morning. You ain't going to church? No, I ain't going to church. You ought to go to church. Listen, baby, you go home now, huh? I wasn't going to church when you married me. I'm going to fishing, you might as well forget it. Hell, you don't come to church, had a good time in the name of the Lord. He's getting ready to Sunday night. I ain't going up to the hips. You my wife, ain't you? And the Bible says, obey your husband. And it's good for you. Because y'all obey the Bible. Well, I ain't going. I love the Lord. Well, you love him. Now watch this. See, after a while, you're going to get jealous. And then after a while, you're going to call yourself easing out. Well, if you go with me, would you go? If I go with you, would you go with me to church? Yeah, come on. Yeah, you go to church with you one day, one Sunday. But what happens, see, that old life for you going to come back. Because you want to be with him, because you're jealous to leave him there by himself. All them other women with them short skirts on and all the other stuff. You're scared to leave him there. So you got to hang around there with him. But you all got to marry him in the first place. Boy, I know I'm telling the truth, boy. So what's going to happen, see, you're going to start sitting around the table and getting all in that stuff, and old self going to come back. You know, going back to where you used to drink. Go on, baby, go on. You know, you don't hurt you but one time. Preacher drank whiskey. Go on, drink. Gonna act you holy now, you know. It's good to you, you know it's good. Because you're used to drinking it, that's all. After a while, it's gonna start getting a part of you. Watch this now. 9 times out of 10, when a believer marry an unbeliever, just about they always persuade a believer to go back in the world. Check it out. And the Bible said, don't you marry her. I told a man years ago, I know some of y'all already know this. He married that woman. He come to me and said, well, she ain't saved. I said, no, don't marry her. You don't supposed to marry her. But I said, no, don't marry the woman. She went to Reverend Roy. He went to Reverend Roy. And Reverend Roy told him the same thing. Don't you marry the woman, man. She ain't saved. God knows I'm not lying. That fella messed around and married that woman. That man let me went crazy. Separated today. We told him, don't know, disobedient. Amen. Oh, let me say this. Listen, let me tell y'all something. You see, playing around with women and men ain't nothing to play with. You can't handle nothing. You can't handle nothing. Can't nobody deliver you from that but Jesus. You can handle it. You can't handle nothing. When that man get through playing around with you or you playing around with that man, you'll fall in hell if you go to hell. It ain't nothing to play with. Don't marry him if he lost. Read on, brother. He ain't through. Hallelujah. This is good preaching.
And what communion hath light with darkness?
What communion, what fellowship light got with darkness? Amen. See, he got to show you something. Ain't no fellowship in there. He's trying to get you to see something here. You don't see light and dark holding hands and walking the street. That's what he's trying to get you to understand. You got to obey God. You got to be obedient to God. Yes. Read on, brother.
And what concord hath Christ with Belial?
Okay, and now concord is talking about peace. What it got with the devil? Amen. Some people call it Belial. What it got it with the devil? They don't walk together. Peace and the devil don't hold hands going together. The devil is out of confusion. Now how peace and the devil go down the road hold hands? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No. He's trying to get you to see something. Read on, brother.
Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel.
An infidel is somebody who don't believe there's a God. He is an unbeliever. What you marry him for? And sometimes you get your women, you get to marry Muhammad group, the Muslim, Buddha, Jehovah Witnesses. Them folk lost.
Lost, lost.
Ain't but one true church, and that's the church of Jesus Christ. I don't care what you say. Any religion got their own written Bible besides the 66 books, you got your false doctrine.
Amen. Amen.
And you have the kind of problem in church.
Well, my husband, he go yonder.
He going to eventually get you after a while.
That's right.
And when you denounce Christ, you'll find yourself on your way to hell.
That's right. My.
Don't hook up with him. You don't want no husband that bad, do you? Yeah. I don't find these women are marrying anything now. Yeah. Everybody say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll pick up anything. Yeah. No, he ain't no count. You already know it. That ring I'm staying on a long time.
Stay on it, real. You in the house.
What wrong with y'all women? No, he ain't no good. What you marrying for? What you going out with him for? You know he mess up every woman he mess with.
You in the house.
Well, what you falling for then? He ain't going to treat you no better than he treat the rest of
them. Hey, you in the house, brother.
No, he ain't no count. No, messed up that. Then come, hey, baby, you look good. Don't let the devil make a crank at you. He hadn't changed yet. Watch this. Watch these women. I ain't hard on women. I feel sorry for somebody. I don't know what y'all get anything. I'm just trying to help somebody. Now, what? A man could be treating a woman like a dog. I mean, you know it. And they're still together, and you around there, girl, don't you treat her like a dog? Yes, good. I won't stay with a man like that. Time they separate. A time they stop seeing one another, he come in and get next to you like an old cat and get the rubbing on you. And you picking up the same junk. That's what get me. You know he ain't no count. What you messing with him for? You got to realize he ain't the only man in the world. God got better for less. When you see him messing around all these women around here, leave him alone. When he comes trying to sweet on you, you say, you get yourself straight, bruh. Tell him get his life straight. Don't let him make a fool out of you. Time he had you, he threw with you. And then he put you down, he gonna get another one. Don't let the men make a crank at you. Some of those sorry, low-down men. And you just pick up anything. Might well go. Hey, you know he ain't on count. Might well go and pick up old dog on the street. He ain't gonna treat you no better than he treat that one over yonder till he gets saved. I know I'm telling the truth, and it make me sick. How y'all just let men just suck you in? Y'all sure want to get married bad? God Almighty. Sex ain't all of it. You just need some Jesus. Yeah. And not only that, we got some women to do anything. And that man knows she ain't no count. What you hanging around with her for then? What you messing with her for then? Boy, if you don't watch a woman, she'll put a hook in your nose and lead you to hell. Lead you to hell. You talking about some dust. She put dust on you, buddy. Now, that woman had them five husbands in the Bible. And she was shacking up with one then. But when she met Jesus, she was all right from then on. If they don't do that, you better leave them alone, baby. And brother, you better leave her alone. Because she'll treat you the same way. Oh, boy, I'm going to stay on this. Because I know what needs. I know what needs, see. We too hard-headed. Just like sometimes you let me hit the women a little bit. You know, women, you know the man married. You know he married. Flooding around with you. You married too. If he not married, you know you married. And sometimes women know that man married and mess with him anyway. She ain't gonna do but tear your house up. That's all she gonna do, tear your house up. And every house have their problems. If you leave this and when you go on, you still got some problems. Big of the time, you the problem. You know that man married, and here you get fumming around with somebody else's wife, husband. You know it. And mess around and, you know, and kind of hunt on him and all that kind of stuff. That gets so sweet. And men, you know good when you got a big pot belly. You know you ain't handsome. You know that. The women will mess you up. You know you ain't hitting on nothing. You got a wife at home. Go on home. And time he tear your house up, guess what? She tear your house up, now you gonna mess around and marry her. You gonna mess around and marry her. And when you mess around and marry her, now problem starts. Don't forget about what you're doing now. You took the man from the lady. Now you're catching hell. Don't come to me. Don't come to me. You already took the man from the lady. You're going to reap what you sow. We got to obey God. We ain't talking about marriage so long because we have so many problems in marriage now. Amen. Oh, I ain't got but 5 more minutes. I don't need to be going on nothing else. Read on, brother. You through? Yeah, read on then. Finish that at least.
And what agreement?
Hallelujah.
Has the temple of God with idols?
What agreement the temple of God with idols? Now, we the temple of God, but what idols mean false gods? What agreement they got together? Nothing. We the temple of God, and if we the temple of God, what I look like going to an idol God? What I'm look like serving anything else beside my God? No agreement together nowhere. But we're not obeying God. Look at me. Everybody look at me. Wake up. Who sleep? Listen. Somebody looking at me right now. Gotta get my ear back to sleep. Somebody looking at me right now. Supposed to be a Christian now. So supposed to be born again Christian. Right now, some of you can't hardly wait to church over tonight. They go and ball. Looking at me, rat ain't paying me a bit of attention. Ain't paying, you ain't about to obey God.
I didn't think about what he said.
All right, that's your business. You got to obey God's word. You can't serve but one God at a time. That's what God's trying to show us. They don't fellowship together. The devil and God does not fellowship together. Oh, boy. I'm off air. My light done came on. Hallelujah. Next week. That's right, buddy. Next week. Number 7 going to be next Sunday. Next Sunday. You got to obey. If you want to be blessed, even that sinner man right now, you got to obey the word of God. If you lost, you need to obey the word of God. The Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. You can be saved. Let us all stand right now. You can be saved right now. You can be saved right now. You can be saved right now. I'm asking you to come down and give your life to Christ. Will you come now? If you want to come by Christian experience, you may come, but if you lost, don't walk out here lost. You've got to obey the gospel. You've got to obey the gospel. And sometimes I have talked to sinners, the first thing they tell you, well, when God get ready to save me, he'll save me. All right, don't let the devil mess you up. Don't let the devil mess you up. The Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. In other words, you heard the gospel been preached to you. You need to obey the gospel. You don't know when your last time that you're going to hear the gospel. The day may be your last day you hear the gospel right now. The day can be your last day. I'm going to call you young. The day can be your last day that you hear the gospel right now. And you'll never forget it. It'll go to hell with you. If you die and go to hell, the same message will be brought up to you. The same message. It's going to be a witness against everybody who heard it and go to hell. That means Jesus, I can't come back until after the gospel has been preached to all the world for a witness. For a witness. Or you see folk run from the word, but you can't run from the word of God. The word going to be when you dead and gone, standing at the judgment bar. To tell you, you hurt me, but you turn it down. Now you better come and give your life to Christ before it's too late. Will you come now? Will you come? Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of Christ. He wants to save you. He come to save you. You in overflow room, you can come. He wants to save you. That's what he come here for, to save you. We messed up. Don't let the devil have you disobey the God that we serve. We serve a loving God. A God that looked beyond your faults to see your need. A God that loved you while you were yet sinner. He died for you. Will there be another one? You ought to come now. You ought to come now. Will there be another one? You ought to come now. Come while you got breath in your body. See, some religion teach you after this life you got another chance. Them lies. This is your only chance on this side right here. Your only chance is on this side right here. The only chance you got to get it right now. After you leave him, wherever you go, you there forever. I said, you're there forever. You ain't going to never die. In a sense, you never die. Your spirit live forever somewhere, hell or heaven. Now it's up to you. You're going to make the choice? Obey or disobey? That's the war going on right now. That spiritual war. The devil said, don't obey. God said, obey. The devil said, don't obey. God said, obey. So that's the war going on in your mind. The devil don't want you to obey. He know if you obey, you're going to leave him. But if you don't obey, you're going to hell with him. And that's what he wants. Now, if you lost, come on. Come on. He's waiting for you right now. He's waiting for you right now. He's waiting for you right now. If you lost, he's waiting for you right now. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Every child of God in here, listen to me good. I want every child of God, know you saved, I want you to sit down. If you don't know you saved, I want you to stand up. If you don't know you saved, you stand up. If you don't know you saved, remain standing. If you don't know you saved, remain standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you doing, young man? Bless your heart. Are you not saved? Okay. You say you believe in God. Okay.